Nigeria also happens to be a major oil producer and a key player in peacekeeping operations in Africa. No wonder the U.S. will be closely monitoring elections there in April. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Nasser El-Rufai is a presidential appointee who runs the capital, Abuja. On a recent trip here to the U.S., his job was to reassure American businesses and officials that Nigeria is ready for the first transition from one elected democracy to another.
We have a duty and a responsibility to ensure that each and every election that we prosecute gets better.
Past elections have been marred by vote fraud, and El-Rufai says registration this time got off to a rocky start.
We brought in thousands of HP laptops with biometric software such that every person that is registered, we also took his fingerprints. But we had problems with the number of machines and the fact that Nigeria has challenges with electricity.
That's not the only challenge. Nigeria is one of the world's most corrupt countries, and some candidates accuse President Olusegun Obasanjo of using an anti-corruption campaign to go after opponents. El-Rufai denies this.
Even within our ruling party, when a governor is indicted for corruption, he says it's because he's not friendly with President Obasanjo. But we're in the same party. In Nigeria, everyone is innocent. Everyone tries to attribute a reason for his misconduct.
He's been supporting President Obasanjo's handpicked successor, one of five leading candidates. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.